Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet, we begin the Mishnah with the following introduction. So we had learned that if a person became Tamei, right, he touched a dead body, so he can't bring his Korban Pesach during the first Pesach and his son. He has to bring it a month later in Iyar because he's Tamei. But the exception was that if it was a whole group that became Tamei, if most of the Tzibur, most of the community became Tamei, or most of the, or the Kohanim, the Kohanim became Tamei, or the Kelim, the Beis HaMikdash were Tamei, so then we set an exception, they're not going to be pushed off till Pesach Sheni, but they could bring the Korban Pesach even during the first Pesach Rishon and eat it in a Tumah state while they're Tamei. So it's a special exception if it was most of the community became Tamei, or the Kohanim, or the Kelim, the Beis HaMikdash became Tamei. We say don't push it off. Rather, push their Tumah off and let them bring the Korban Pesach now during the first Pesach and eat it in a Tumah state. So that was the exception. Now the Mishnah is coming to teach us that this exception that we make is only if the Tumah is Tumah from a dead person. But if it was a different type of Tumah, for example, Tumah from a Zav, a person that gets some kind of emission from the body that makes them Tamei, so even if it's Rover the Tzibur, most of the community, we don't see this exception. And they would have to push it off to the second Pesach and bring the carbon then. They can't bring it now. So let's see. HaPesach Shabbat B'Tumah. If you have a period where most of the Tzibur became Tamei, and it's Tumas Meis, they became Tamei from a dead person, so you could bring it even during the first Pesach in a Tumatic state, and they could eat it then. But this exception is only for people that became Tamei from Tumas Meis. But lo yochlu yimenu zavin, but a zav, a male, a zav, the zavos, or a female zav, nidos, a woman who's a nida, yoldos, or a woman who just gave birth. So their tuma is not tumas meis. They have different types of tuma. It's emissions from the body. So they can't go ahead and bring the Korban Pesach now as well. They have to wait till the next month. But the other people that are Tamei, even though they're both, right, they're Tamei and the other group of Zav and Ziva and Nida and Yoledes, they're also Tamei. The difference is that the first group is Tamei from Tumas Meis, from that person. So they can bring their Korban Pesach even now, because it's a whole group, and we give them that exception to bring it on the first Pesach and Nisan. But these other people still have to wait till Pesach Sheni, because it's not Tumah from a Meis, it's Tumah from bodily emissions. Now what happens, Vim Achlu, if these... this category, the Zav, the Zava, the Nida, and the Yoledes, if they eat from the Korban Pesach nonetheless in their Tumah state, so are they Chayav Kares? Normally a person would be Chayav Kares. You cut off from the Jewish people if you do that. So no, they're Peturim Mikares, they're exempt from Kares, because we learn that from a Pasuk that the only time a Tamei person who eats from the Korban Pesach is Chayav Kares is when during that time a Tahar person, you know, would be eating it. But if everyone's tummy anyway, for example, they're all tummy because of Tumas Meis, and then you have some people that are tummy because of Tumas Zav, so the Tumas Meis people could eat it, the Tumas Zav can't, but if they did, they wouldn't be Chayav Kares, because everyone is now eating it in a Tumas state. So they'll be putter from Kares. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Eliezer says, Poter af bias mikdash. Eliezer says that a tummy person who enters into the Beis HaMikdash on purpose, he's Chayav Kares, it's a very severe sin. So Blazer says here that if a Zav, or a Zava, or a Nida, or a Yoledas, again, a male or a female Zav that have these emissions from the body, some kind of emission, a Nida that has blood coming out, a woman that has blood coming out of her body, or a Yoledas, one who gave birth, has blood coming out of her body, that they're all Tamei, if they entered the Beis HaMikdash at a time when the Korban Pesach was being brought in a Tumah state, for example, the community was Tamei from Tumah of a dead person, so they will be also exempt from Kares, even though they walk into the Beis HaMikdash in a Tumah state. And the reason is a similar reason. Because the Korban Pesach is being brought in a Tumadika state, right? And these people that are Tamei from Tumas Meis, they're walking into the Beis HaMikdash, they're bringing their Kabanos. So too, a Zav, or a Zava, a Nida, or a Yoledes, or even a Matsura, one who has Tsaras, so if they walked into the Beis HaMikdash in their Tumadika state, even though they're not bringing their Korban Pesach, they're just walking in, just stomp for the heck of it, they shouldn't be, but if they do, they're exempt from Kares, because again, since now there are Tamei people walking into the Beis HaMikdash nonetheless, and they're exempt from Kares because they have the special Tumah of Tumas Meis, so these people, they shouldn't be walking in the Beis HaMikdash, but if they do, they're also exempt from Kares then, because at this time, they're telling people walking in, they're not chayav kares, so these guys wouldn't be chayav kares either. So that's the general principle. Moving along to Mishnah Hey. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Toros. What's the difference between the carbon Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, the first carbon Pesach, right before they left Egypt, to the carbon Pesach that was brought, you know, when we had a Beis Hamikdash, all the years that came after that? So there's a couple of differences. Pesach Mitzrayim, the carbon Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, Mekro Miba Asar. It was taken and set aside for the carbon Pesach on the 10th of Nisan, because they needed 4 days to check it to make sure that it was kosher. So they set aside on the 10th, and then they bring it on the 14th. But the Korban Pesach of the future generations, while we had the Beis Hamikdash, so granted, it also had to be set aside, you know, in advance, just to check if it has, to make sure that it's kosher, make sure that it's, you know, befitting for a Korban. But you don't have to actually designate it. Meaning, you can check it 4 days in advance, but you can just check a whole bunch of animals. You don't have to make a designation on it. And then when you're ready to shecht it, that's when you designate. But, so the checking, in both cases, is done 4 days earlier. But the Pesach Mitzrayim, you have to designate the one that you're going to use for the Korban Pesach. Whereas the Korban Pesach that came all the generations after that, you have to actually make a designation until the time that you actually shecht it. Another difference, V'ton Hazah Bagudas Ezov Al Mashkof Al Shtei Mezuzos. The Pesach Mitzrayim, you needed to spritch with a bundle of hyssop on the doorposts, on your two doorposts, you know, the blood, in order to make sure that that you know, when the malach was going around smiting all the firstborn Egyptians, that they don't smite the firstborn Jews, right? So there they did it. But in the future generations, you know, later after that, during the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't put this, you know, blood on the doorposts because there was no need for it. There was no, you know, there was no angel of death going around and killing anybody. So it wasn't applicable. Another difference is that the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim was eaten with a special appetite. The Korban Pesach that was brought afterwards didn't require this special, you know, appetite. And then Belaila Echad, another difference was that the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten on the 15th night of Nisan, meaning Erev Pesach was for the 14th, and then they would eat it Leil Chamisha Asar, the 15th night of Nisan. And the truth is the Pesach of the future generations will also eat in, you know, only on one night. But the reason why the Mishnah is saying this is because in the Pesach of Mitzrayim was really just one day. Because the next day they left Mitzrayim. So the Isra of Chametz, not to have Chametz around, was just one day. Whereas the Pesach for the future generations was for 7 days. Pesach Ladoros, the Pesach for the future generations, was Noe Kol Shiva. They had 7 days they couldn't have Chametz around. So the one in Mitzrayim, they ate the Korban Pesach that night and the next day they left. But the Pesach for the Doros for the future generations, so you had 7 days of Yom Tov, so you couldn't have Chametz around, not just for 1 day, but for 7 days. So these are a number of differences between the Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim and the Korban Pesach that was brought afterwards during the time that we had a Beis Hamikdash. You know, there was a couple of differences between how we brought that carbon and how we brought the carbon in Mitzrayim.